Hello. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Christopher Tibbar. For many years as a freelance writer and public speaker in all forms of media, I have encountered many authentic stories of Australian life. Listen and enjoy as I share some of these stories with you about long-forgotten poets in Australia that you might not recognise. Series 5, Episode 1, Charles Harper. Charles Harper is generally esteemed the father of Australian verse and is one of the finest exponents of writing poetry in blank verse. Perhaps this is one of the reasons he is so little read by the ordinary reader of today. Charles Harper was born on the 23rd of January 1813 at Windsor, near Sydney, in New South Wales, and was the son of transported convicts. His mother remarried, and his stepsister Bridget married the bushranger Ben Hall. He was an eager reader of William Shakespeare. He published his first poem, The Wreck, on the 20th of December 1833 at the age of 20. This was followed by hundreds of others over the next 35 years. In his verse, Harper tried to capture the wild beauty of a country into which he had been one of the first Europeans to be born. Among his more striking works are The Nevers of Poetry, The Creek of the Four Graves, which described the deaths of an Aborigine and three settlers in a nighttime attack on their camp. He contracted tuberculosis in the hard winter of 1867, and he died on the 10th of June, 1868. Harper was the first Australian poet worthy of the name. He is little read today, and the tendency has been to underrate him in comparison with some of the other poets of the 19th century. Harper's lyric outpourings were considerable, and yet, with all his gifts, Harper will not be really called a popular poet. Let me now recite one of his poems, The Forgotten. He shone in the senate, the camp and the grove, the mirror of manhood, the darling of love. He fought for his country, the star of the brave, and died for its future, when to die was to save. And the wisdom and valour long over him wept, and beauty for ages strewed flowers when he slept. And the bards of the people wrote in with their lays the light of his glory, the sound of his praise. But afar in the foreworld have faded their strains, and now of his being what record remains? Within a lone valley a tomb crumbles fast, and the name of the sleeper is lost in the past. Until next time, enjoy some poetry by having a read.